Hi guys, welcome to our podcast, Supposedly Adults, where we are four supposed adults sharing our quote-unquote youthful experiences.
Talking about the most random life topics.
Giving our thoughts that no one cares about.
And just trying to make life suck less.
That's right, so I'm Jensen.
I'm Melody.
This is Calvin.
And this is Lyris.
And today's random question is, your favorite movie, Pixar? Hey,
bye.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Hey. Wait, did you just say bye?
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye.
Yay. Anyways, so this weekend I was just sitting at home and this question, random question, just pops in my head and I thought it would be perfect for today's podcast. So you ready?
Yeah.
So basically is top three Pixar Disney movies. Go. Yep, 6 seconds or less.
Wait,
you have to say
Disney or Pixar? Disney or Pixar?
Both. Pixar. Either or. Either or.
I can never tell.
Yeah, I can never tell the difference.
If they sing, it's Disney. If they don't, then it's Pixar. Except for Coco.
Okay. I have it. Okay, I think I have it now.
Do we take our turns? Okay.
Okay. Calvin, you go first. Because you started this.
No. I ask. That's why I don't have to go first. Because I have no idea. You go.
Okay, fine.
I have none, so you guys go.
Me? No, let someone else go first.
Dude, okay, Lyris, go.
Okay.
Lyris, I know you have this in the bag.
Favorite ever? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is impossible. Okay, I'll give you, like, top three. Like, okay, there's no, like, ranking. Coco, love Coco. Inside Out. Best movie of all time, and I said all time, so F Avatar, F Titanic, Inside Out is the thing.
Wow, sorry,
controversial.
Sorry, I wouldn't do that, but I see someone who loves the animated films.
No, okay. And then, I don't know, the rest is kind of like very equal. I really like Up, I really like Toy Story 3. Okay,
dude, you're just naming everything now.
Yeah, you can't just name different final franchises.
I think Coco, Inside Out, and Toy Story 3. Yeah, I'll go with Toy Story 3. That's my top three, I think.
Cool.
Well, do you want to explain why, or
do you want to
go first?
Oh, so we'll just name first. Okay. Well, at least it's an easier topic than what we did last week. Okay, so my top. Would be like the emotional side would be Inside Out.
Yes.
And then the more artistic, or like I like the messaging of it, would be a tie between Wall-E and Ratatouille.
Oh, that sounds good. Hey, you know what's funny? I don't want to sound like I'm copying you guys, but Inside Out is definitely
there. See, it's the best movie of all time.
I thought you were gonna go top three.
What do you mean?
What's your top three? I thought we were doing
like
top
you're
well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry,
I'm just saying. It's funny because you guys keep saying Inside Out. I was like, yo, me
Inside
too.
It's good.
Yeah. But
Marvel.
Then I want to say,
sorry.
Wall-E, I've never seen it. But
wait, what? But. You've never seen it?
I've actually never
seen
it.
I've never seen it either. But it's in your top
it.
Three.
Yo,
no, let me finish.
But why
I'm
is
not
it in
saying
your top
it's
three?
My top. No, it's not.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
just
okay.
saying. I heard the movie Wall-E, and it just reminded me when I was designing the prosthetic knee joint for my master's. You know, Wall-E. I know, like he has a girlfriend called Eve. So yeah. When I was designing my knee. I basically based that shape of the knee, like the knee joint, based on his girlfriend. So his girlfriend's Eve.
So cute.
Yeah, and then I named my knee Neve. So or Wall Knee. I think it's pretty good.
No, but I have a question.
Is it Wall Neve or Neve?
No, but
both. Either or.
Oh, so like the right is like Neve, the left is Wall Knee.
Oh my
and
god.
And they'll never separate. They'll always be together.
Or you're like so smart.
Or you're like the right knee
then
to my left knee.
Then wouldn't that mean one is like much more advanced than the other?
He hasn't watched the movie.
I'm calling you both out. Melody, did you watch it? Did you watch Wall-E?
I No, I really it's on should. My list. It's on my
okay,
list.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
You all haven't watched WALL-E? Okay, give me a minute. WALL-E is an amazing film because it takes the art of filmmaking and where you can actually tell a story without having to say many, many words. Like, there's almost true. Nothing to, like...
I can see it.
They have almost no dialogue besides the humans there.
I can
and,
see
And, like,
it.
The occasional Eve or WALL-E.
Yeah, I guess that's why E.T. is a classic movie, too, because it's just go home. Sorry.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
It was
I'm sorry.
Silence.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, okay, finish your top three then.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I don't know. That was really, I just want to say, I don't really have a top three, but I say I like Big Hero 6. That's pretty good. Mm. Just because it's Asian, it's engineering. So
maybe
that's
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
That's
the only
true.
Thing.
The robots, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not a Pixar movie, but okay. Keep going.
True. I don't know. What's the last one? I have no idea.
Are we just doing Pixar?
No, it's Pixar slash Disney.
And Disney. Yeah.
Okay.
Disney.
I don't know.
I haven't really
Fine.
Thought about this. I'm only thinking
okay.
in, like Pixar terms.
Up. I like
Pixar.
Up.
I think
up.
Pixar. I think we should stick with Pixar.
Ha, I already have my answer ready for Disney and
yeah.
Pixar. I can't do
I have to change my answer.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, I hate having to go last because now I feel like I'm not original. But did you say Coco lyrics, by the way?
I did.
Oh, okay,
I like Coco.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I didn't like Coco as much as I thought I would.
What?
Just
yes.
because no
Finally
no,
someone
No, just because I guessed it midway. Like
exactly.
midway I already guessed the
really?
Guessed the
okay.
ending.
Yeah,
me
too.
So
it was
very just
shocking
that,
for me. Okay. It was a good twist for me, okay.
Yeah, it was a good All twist.
Right.
But it's still, like, even without the twist, it's still, like, a beautiful story about family.
Yeah, I just feel
and
like
it's
it
amazing.
Could be. Like, I am the type of person who cries in every single movie. I didn't cry in Coco.
What? I cried for, like, 3 hours
Just
straight.
Because I guessed
And the
it.
Movie is 2 hours,
really
so I don't know what's happening.
They just cried for, like, the whole movie and
it was,
then
like, before and after.
Like, the why am I crying?
Okay. So, my third would be... Big Hero 6.
What was
six.
The second one?
No, I haven't. I started with my third. Yeah.
Oh,
so my
oh,
third
sorry.
One is... Obviously, you're not listening. Okay. Anyway, the third one would be Big Hero 6. I really like it because it deals with, like, Lost and all that.
But
that
the villain
emotion.
Is crap. The villain's really bad.
Okay, wait. We need to go through all
sorry,
these
sorry,
movies.
Sorry.
I have a bunch to say about each and every
Sorry, keep going.
Okay, and then the second one I have, I know this would be very, you know... I'll get a lot of reaction from you guys, but my second favorite would be Frozen.
I
okay,
love Frozen.
I know.
I love Frozen.
I know it is very cliche and
one or
whatnot
two?
Now.
One or just
one. One. Because okay. I feel like, yeah, I understand. Frozen is very overused and everything, and it's brainwashing and whatnot. But the first time I watched it, I really liked it. I actually watched it twice in theater. But that's how much I love it. Because, okay, sorry, I'm not supposed to give
If you watch
reasons.
It twice, which means you learn nothing. From the movie. You didn't let the movie go.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Stop! It was dead silence. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Calvin, I wish you find
this
somebody
is,
who can finish your
it
sandwiches.
Is, it is people like you that make people hate Frozen. It is people like you. You single-handedly ruined Frozen.
No, it's a great movie about sisterhood and about overcoming personal
oh, yeah.
challenges.
I love Frozen.
And my top choice, and everybody knows, I'm not copying any one of you, but everybody who knows me knows that I love Inside Out. It's like my all-time favorite movie. I cried so much. I don't know how many times I've watched it. And after the first time I watched it, I was like, my kid is going to grow up watching that movie. Because it's such a...
it's just such an
No, they're
going to
watch all the Pixar movies. I don't care.
They're like, oh my god, this old movie again. G-mom.
That will be the day I'll get Disney Plus. And after that, just like an iPad in your face. Here you go. You are not watching YouTube, kids. You are watching Pixar movies.
Don't you
movies.
Dare pick up that book. Go back and watch the Disney movie.
Maybe pick up a book once in a while. But you know. And after
no,
that
so
progressed
actually,
to adult movies.
Yeah, so it's actually quite interesting how all four of us have Inside Out on our list.
See, told you, best movie of all time.
Should we talk about the difficult movies first, or should we talk about like the good movies? Or like the ones that we like?
What do you mean difficult
what do you mean
movies?
Difficult?
Like the ones that we all have different opinions about.
Oh. Like Coco.
Stop.
Yeah, Frozen maybe as well. Whatever.
Okay, okay. Well, but no, I was just wondering. Well, what was their common movies? It was like Inside Out. Big Hero 6. I
that
heard
is so couple, Canadian. Inside Out. I love it.
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
What is it about?
Okay. Inside Out. and then what else? What else? Like. Wally then made it. Was it
just because no, all three
Big
of us?
No,
y'all didn't watch it. Y'all are terrible.
I know. I'm sorry, bro.
But I guess like why do you guys love Inside Out so much? I felt like I don't know. Like why do you guys like it so much then?
No, because okay, for me, because I did psychology, I just feel like it's such a beautiful way, an accurate way to explain and depict how emotions work in your brain. Like it simplified it so that kids could understand, but at the same time it's such an accurate depiction of it. I just think it's amazing, like how there are the memory balls and how there are core memories, and then there's memory balls, and then all, you know, when there are too many memory balls, then you kind of need to get rid of some, so sometimes you don't remember, and there's always this annoying gum song that would just come out and play in your head every once in a while. And how there's always like these core islands that you have. And I think the most amazing thing that I got out of it is, you know, you cannot turn off emotions. Because this is a mistake that I've done before. I can tell you guys more later on. But then I've learned that you cannot turn off one particular emotion. Let's say if I'm feeling depressed and I try to not feel depressed, I cannot just numb that one emotion. That's not how your brain works. If you numb one emotion, you numb all emotions, so then you don't feel anything. So that is exactly what Inside Out was saying, and I love it.
Yeah.
Done with
me too.
Monologue.
I really like that. The sadness thing, it's great.
No, wait, what about the sadness thing?
Like the one that you talk about, because the whole movie is basically them trying to shut down sadness, because she's trying to like ruining everything, and then at the end she's like happy.
Oh yeah.
Happy mm-hmm. joy. Sorry, joy.
Kind no, of... I didn't watch the movie.
I did. I read the Wikipedia. No kidding. I watched it. No kidding. I watched it. And then joy kind of like, which is crazy that joy actually felt sad. That's weird.
No, but the whole idea. Sorry.
It
very
doesn't
so
make
do you
sense.
Do you think Joy has five emotions?
Oh
in
my
her
god!
Brain too?
I was just gonna say,
and then, like, it's an
like,
Inception
it's like,
thing, right?
Right? Oh my
crazy?
God! Okay. I was just gonna say that you stole my idea.
No,
I was just
I
gonna
like,
say that.
I feel like it's because the whole point of it is to show that you can only be happy if there's sadness in your life, because it's all relative, right? If you've never felt sadness, how do you ever know that this is happiness? Mm. Right, but maybe. Yeah, Jackson, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say that, like, how I don't know how is it gonna tie in with like Souls, you know, within the Pixar universe, because of I don't know whether you guys have heard of the Pixar theory of how people try to link up all the different movies together into one big Pixar universe, like it all happens within the same universe. I am a personal fervent believer of that theory. Like, I know people can point holes, but the objective, like, I need to reiterate, the objective of the Pixar theory is that, of course, these movies are all different, but like there's the joy of trying to like link them all together.
Yeah.
So maybe the Soul part, like the upcoming movie, is going to link to the emotions of Inside Out. But okay, yeah. So like I have three main reasons why I like Inside Out. First and foremost, it is
dude,
really
put a lot of thought.
It's like I need to think for a while. Like, hello,
Jensen is the only one who like went like the question like, okay, I have this three thing, like emotional wise, I have this three,
right,
and it's crazy how he came out with that, you know, within 10 minutes.
That's because you have to like iterate what exactly do you want to see in a movie, and like sometimes I like a Marvel movie, sometimes I like a drama movie. It depends.
Yeah, he pulled out like a legal pad.
You need that. You need the nuances. You need the nuances.
Just on Pixar, bring it out.
Pixar, like Marvel movies, this notepad.
Oh my god.
Wow. I just watch a movie because I just want to get my mind off things instead of thinking about it. So I can't imagine thinking about
I do that, but then like in the same way, after I watch the movie, I want to know why did my head leave the movie the movie theater. Why did I disappear into that universe? I want to expand that length of time. So not only am I like detached from the real world for like 2 hours, I'm detached for like a day. That kind of,
you know? Oh, it's true.
Right?
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. That's what I said before in like the podcast before, because legit as a like a literature BA person,
yes. you're gonna make the movie for me because
no. I always have to. No, it doesn't ruin it for me. But sometimes, you know, like if I could just like enjoy it, but then I always have to like dissect it and how like they write like the journey, emotional journey, how like exactly like why did I feel so invested in this movie and why do I not feel as much for another movie? Mm-hmm. It's like the pacing and all that, you know.
I feel like the best movie for me is always when after the movie, when the credits are rolling, you're just sitting there,
yes,
staring at the
screen.
Not standing up, not saying a word. You're just literally just there because just like, you're still in that
exactly
in that moment.
And I did see that from Inside Out. Yeah,
I freaking
exactly love it.
No, and it's like, and for me, the latest one is like Little Women. So it's basically like by the end, and you can like, you didn't realize that your breath is like kind of you held your breath for a bit. It's not until the credits that you realize you've been doing that, and it's just like amazing. You're just like, and you just kind of whoa, like that's kind of like the thing, and just sit there. La La Land also did that for me.
La La Land too, me too.
Wait, we're talking about Pixar movies.
No, so now I'm dying to know what is Jensen's like top three
reason
why he loves Inside Out.
Okay, so first and foremost, the aesthetics of it, like, it can't argue when, like, you have a colorful, ball-filled playground in your head. I think, like, that elicits some kind of emotion in you. It just, like, brings back a lot of nostalgia, especially talking about a 13-year-old girl. Like, all the colors is just so mesmerizing and, like, so colorful, whatnot. The characters itself, I'm not gonna go into why they chose the five, like, these five emotions. I have no idea why.
But I can talk about that later.
No, they say they had 17 and they narrowed it down.
Yeah, that's
there
why.
Used to be
no, that's
yeah
the five big emotions, universal emotions that all people feel, despite the geographical location or the culture that they're from.
I'm not too sure about that because I haven't really thought that through. But anyway, the character, like the storyline and the character development, I thought that was phenomenal, even though like things had to happen because like I really hate movies. Like first and foremost, for all movies, I really hate it when there are plot holes or when I can say like, oh, why did they do this instead of doing that when the other options are much more logical? Like, it just takes me out. It just feels like lazy writing. And it means that, like, I can't be in that movie universe for that long. Yeah. So, like, for the storyline, like, okay, sure, like, sometimes they are lucky, whatnot. And, like, when they're flying through at the end towards, like, the HQ, that was, like, a bit of luck. But it still makes sense. Like, there's no, like, it still can rationalize in my mind, at least. And there's the, you know, the character of Sadness. I love the actress's voice. I forgot what's her name, but like, Phyllis. What's her last name? I don't know. I only know
Phyllis from The Office.
Yeah. She was in The Office. She was.
Is it really?
I remember. Yeah.
Oh.
She was in Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz. I remember, but like her voice just like. Like, I, like, love her as an actress.
Phyllis
I'm saying
Smith.
That with, like, utmost respect. But, like, her voice is filled with sadness. And, like, you just want to hug her all the time. Like, it's just so, like, that kind of thing.
Small, small pluck. The Office is the best TV show of all time. Okay, done. No argument whatsoever. Okay,
Pixar, we're talking about
Pixar,
guys.
This podcast can go for one whole day if we're going to
go full on stream.
And then the last reason is, I guess, the relatability, because it really tackled the topic of emotions very well. And like throughout the filmmaking process, they took inspiration from like the director's girl, like a daughter, if I'm not wrong, and like about her own journey when she was going through puberty, like why they chose a 13-year-old specifically and why they had the story of like leaving home. Like, you know how when we're always angry with our parents, we're just like, no, I'm gonna leave this house and never come back, that kind of emotion. So it kind of brings back that and also adds to like the nostalgia, which I mentioned earlier. So it's like all these different factors combined. I think those are like the three main factors why I'm thinking of the movie all the time. And I use it so many times in my A-level essays as introductions. Which is kind of bad.
Lucky you, you're young enough to do that.
No, it was so bad. I remember there was one topic, I think it was not related to emotions at all. I think it was related to science. And I don't know what, like, I couldn't think of any other example. I just wanted to write Inside Out, Inside Out, Inside Out for the whole movie.
I was just thinking, because if I were doing, I was doing my A-levels back then, that would definitely be my thesis for my English literature project, because that would be an amazing analysis.
You can write that for psychology.
But can I also
too,
say, can I also say that one of my favorite scene in Inside Out is, you know, when the elephant, what's his name again?
Bing Bong. Yes, I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
y'all
have it,
y'all don't remember. No shit.
No, I'm just really bad at names, guys. Cut me some slack. No, but my favorite thing about that is because he, when he was sad, Joy tried to make all these jokes and try to, you know, make silly faces to try to get him to laugh, but he's still stuck. But then Sadness just went there, put her arm around him, and just go like, yeah, I understand, it must be so hard.
Really sucks.
That's
right?
Like the ultimate definition of empathy and how much empathy could do. I think that's just very well made.
I know, exactly. But can I just say, sorry, what's his name again?
Bing Bong.
No.
Oh my god!
I was like, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine moment, like Bing Bong. No, what? Sorry, Bing. What?
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. Okay. So, but do you not agree that, like, I really like the film? This is like the best film. But don't you think the Bing
Bong,
girl,
Bing Bong moment is kind of like too much? Is it? Don't you think
what
it's like
do you
a
mean
bit
it's
too
much?
Manufactured? No. Like the disappearing scene. Like him having to, like Joy having to, like,
dude,
leave him to the unconscious.
So
yeah.
No,
wasn't that the whole point of me crying?
No, I also cried a lot in that scene, but it felt a bit like too much. Because a lot of the scene in Inside Out is like very emotional, but it doesn't have to, like, it wasn't that explicit and wasn't that, like, you know, like forces you to like cry. But that scene kind of felt that to me. It's like, it was a bit much. But anyway.
Really? I really liked it. I think it's just people just always try to hold on to your past. I think that's just what they're trying to say. And, you know, sometimes in order to grow up, you need to let go of the past. I think that's just very beautifully depicted in the movie.
Yeah, and I think for, like, Bing Bong itself, it was a very good way to, I don't know whether other Pixar movies have this, but it was a good way to bring up the topic of, like, sacrificing for, like, a common cause, I guess. Like, it was a very noble and, like, oh, you kind of grew up with this character and you know that this character was in like this person's life, and because of this person you're willing to sacrifice yourself for like the greater cause or whatnot. I think it was very I don't think any other Pixar movie has this, right?
No, I think a lot of them have
really
this,
like
I think so. But let me think, like Toy Story,
Big Which Hero one? 6
I was just going to say Big Hero 6, yeah.
Because
that guy went back and saved
the really hot dude sacrificed himself. That's why he was only there for 5 minutes, which
I
was angry about.
I know, come on, man.
But for, like, for Toy Story, who sacrificed himself? Because I don't think
Toy Story 3.
It was more of a gradual, like, sacrifice, but not within the movie, like, you know.
No, but the sacrifice is always, like, oh, do it for the friends, right?
Like, yeah, but, like, no one really, like, loses anything. Like, everyone still has a happy ending. Only the bad guys lose.
No, I think not sacrificing, but, like, Andy let go of his toys to the kid. He kind of let go of,
fair.
Woody.
Yeah, fair.
So he
didn't
let go,
point.
So, like,
that's
so let him, like, play with him.
Fair,
so he,
fair.
Like, he didn't, yeah.
Yeah, that's
but,
a good one.
I think it's,
that's
like,
good.
Always have great, really, really beautiful, like, tragically
so
human moments
it.
In Pixar, which is amazing.
But just to point out for Big Hero 6, I wouldn't count that as sacrifice because he literally dies after we saw his, like, face for less than 30 minutes.
And that's the sacrifice that
But
he
I don't
made.
Feel attachment to him
He's
at all.
He's the only good-looking one in the movie.
See, that's why you are attached. Subjective. Oh my god.
I always find it funny that we find, like, cartoon characters, like, attractive.
Oh, they're always more attractive than
actual
human
Especially, like,
beings.
You know, like, especially, like, characters, like, okay, like, even the Big Hero 6 guy, he's, like, a human. But, like things like Simba, so many of my friends are attracted to Simba,
so
which is kind of
hot.
Crazy.
He's really
but
cute.
It's, like, I also feel that. But anyway, sorry, sidetracked, sorry.
I feel like, I don't know what
don't know
to talk
okay,
about.
But
yeah. Okay, I'm gonna just let them have their own, like, as long as they don't act on it, I think it's fine.
Dude, people in Japan get married. There's like a legal marriage ceremony for you to get married to an
anime
character.
Yeah.
with VR. Anyway, sorry.
I'm not gonna comment on that. It's not really my domain. I know nothing about this. Calvin, do you have anything
to
say?
Calvin, who are you to say?
Do you find any attraction to any of the Pixar? Like, number one's a childhood, like, movie, so
what's the view? Anyways, I was just wondering.
Oh my god, Calvin's finally uncomfortable about something.
That's
new for us.
Thank god.
I'm so uncomfortable.
This is how we feel every time, bro.
No, like, that's so weird, though. Like, why would you be attracted to... Anyways, I don't even want to talk about
yeah,
it. I don't even
want
to think
about
it. I don't
want to go
that
into that.
That is the weirdest thing.
Wait, do you not know? Yeah. It's like a thing. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, no, like, how sad your life is.
That's the
point.
You
have to marry
you can't say
a,
that.
Like,
I'm
going to
defend them,
character.
But I don't really know how to defend them, but I'm going to defend them. They can do whatever
yeah, you
they
know
want.
What, you know what? That's true, that's true.
I
if
mean,
they're happy with it, they're
yeah.
happy with
I
it.
I guess
yeah.
the only
you
defense
your,
is like marriage is dumb anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Also, I'm not gonna say that.
I agree with that. That's okay. That's
okay,
another topic.
Eric,
that's another
going.
Topic. No, I just thought, but basically, I don't know, you guys brought up a good point, like, you know, how we like movies because it always brings up different emotions and all that, right? Especially for Inside Out. But so it just got me thinking, like, for you to really understand, to really appreciate it, it has to be some type of, I don't know, relationship where you somehow you relate to it so much. So I just, I don't know, like, you're talking about sacrifices and all that, but I don't think that my life ever be like, oh yeah, there's big sacrifices, and then I feel like, oh, that's why I'm so relate to it. But I don't know, I was just curious to the story, like, why, as to why you like it so much and how you relate to it so much.
Yeah, I can actually elaborate on that, but before that, whoever's listening, let us know what your favorite Pixar/Disney movies are.
Yo,
and also comment and let us know whether you like Coco.
Also, yes, thank you. I was gonna say,
okay,
vote
Coco,
in the comments below. Who doesn't like Coco? Come on, Coco is good, man.
You need to make sure you give a major thesis and then three supporting reasons to why.
Like Jensen, and then like bring out
okay,
your
okay, wait,
pack.
Let me, okay, you guys say your piece first.
Okay, anyway. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, no, so for me, I really relate to it so much, and I really like how it depicts reality. Is because when I was younger,
is this
the
Coco
first time.
Or sorry.
Oh, sorry,
no,
sorry.
Like,
Inside
movie
Out.
In general.
Oh, Inside Out. Like for me.
Oh, okay.
So the reason why I relate to it so much is because when I was younger, when I was an emo teenager, I was just feeling like, oh, I'm very depressed all the time. I feel like there's no point to life. I don't understand why I'm feeling all these. So I was trying to look for something more philosophical and whatnot. So I actually stumbled upon, you know, Buddhism. And in Buddhism, there was this principle of letting go, right? So, you know, all emotions are fake, you know, you could let go and all that. And so I was like, I really attached to that thinking, and I felt like, yeah, that's true. So since then, every time I feel sad, I tell myself, you know, there's no point of feeling sad, you should not feel sad, let go of that emotion right now. Or every time I feel happy or proud because I got like an A for my exam, I go like, you know, you should let go of that, you should not be attached to that pride, right? So I've been doing that a lot, and then I realized one day that I just went numb. I just did not feel anything, and I'm the type of person that, let's say, go into a movie, I would cry. So I remember I went into like a movie about dogs, and that always makes me cry.
Wow.
So I brought like 3 packs of tissue with me because I know I'd be crying. I went in and out, did not shed one tear, and that's because I was just numb, and I felt I was scared. I was actually scared because I did not feel anything. Like, no matter if something great happens or something bad happens, I just don't feel anything, which was really scary for me. So I actually had this chance of meeting a monk, and I asked her about this, and she actually told me that you got it all wrong. That's not what Buddhism is saying. So she told me that what Buddhism is saying is, when you have a feeling, when you have an emotion, you feel it with all your body. You feel it immensely, because compassion is also a huge thing, and empathy is also a huge thing in Buddhism. So if you see, you know, somebody getting hurt, obviously you should feel sad. Or if, you know, a close family member passes away, obviously you should feel sad. But the whole point of Buddhism is, how do you feel all of that and then let it go? And then I also watched a lot of TED Talks afterwards. Brené Brown, highly recommend, everybody should go watch her TED Talk. So she talked about this numbness, how scientifically your brain is not capable of numbing just one emotion. It numbs everything. And that was a huge epiphany for me, and I just embrace all my emotions now.
Which is basically Inside Out.
Exactly. That's why I love it so much.
But yeah. I do want to question, like, since you're bringing up this point, how, like, to what extent should we feel everything, I suppose? Because, like, if, like, when you say that, I don't know whether to take it as, like, and I think maybe the audience can relate to it a bit, where, like, am I supposed to, like, okay, like, have a little sniffle, or, like, try not to think about it so much, but, like, think about it in my head, but don't do anything? Or do I, like, go through, like, a whole week, like, I'm allowed to feel sad for a whole week? So, like, what do you mean by, I don't know, feeling, like, going through that emotion, or how long do we go through that feeling? Yeah.
But, no, but I think it's two different things, though. Because I feel like, again, I don't know, because I was trying to break it down, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can feel it, that's the first step, and then you let it go, that's the second step, yeah. Right? And I think to me, like, anything's obviously, for different instances, you feel different emotions, right? You can feel very happy, but then, like, oh yeah, I'm very happy now. But then to let go of it, like, it doesn't mean, like, you need to feel for a week. It just basically depends on what it is, and then also how fast we can let that go. But I think the whole point is, don't just, like, shut off your emotions. Just be able to accept it, like, it's there, but then to be able to let that go is, like, a two-step process. But then if you just feel it for the entire week, which means you couldn't let it go, and then to me, I just need to find out the reason why things make you so emotional. I think you just need to understand the reason behind
but
it.
You need to handle it. You have to face it.
Yeah. To me, so once you understand the reason why, and then you'll be able to let that go. I think that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah. When I learned more about mindfulness, which is, like, a big thing in the West as well, so it's not, you know, attached to any religion or whatnot, it's just mindfulness. And one of the things, that one of the concepts that they said is also be aware of your emotions like clouds. Mm-hmm. So you see it, you're like, oh, it's there, I'm sad. But don't get hung on to it like, oh my God, I'm so sad, or go like, oh, I shouldn't feel sad, you know, this is stupid, you shouldn't do that. Instead of doing all that, you just make yourself aware of that and just go like, cool, mm-hmm. there. So I think that is one of the things. The other thing what Calvin said is also, you know, it's easy to say that, you know, oh, you should let it go right away. You're not letting it go if you're, you know, letting yourself be in that state. But at the same time, I feel like it's all about taking baby steps. So maybe this time it took me 1 month to get over something, and then the next time it happens, I try to shorten it to 3 weeks, to 2 weeks, to 1 week. So I know, ideally speaking, you know, you should feel it right that moment and then instantly let it go. It's hard. So that is kind of just how you should cope with it, I feel like.
Exactly. I also have been, like, doing that, dealing with that, and I think it's very important to, you know, focus on the progress. And mm-hmm. I think the most important thing is to realize that progress doesn't go in a linear thing. You don't have to get better every day, and if you don't get better, and if you go, like, a step back and you're like, oh my God, I'm not making any progress. I think it's very important, because it's like, sometimes you get really stressed about, like, how you should do it, or how, like, how far you're going, but you have to understand that sometimes progress is in a circular movement, or like a you know, like, it's just not necessarily sorry, I can't do math.
Noting
sorry.
What shapes do, like, I know?
Yeah, I know, I'm like, I, square, no, try, no. No, okay, so, not necessarily linear, but you always have to, sometimes you have bad days and good days, right? So if today, so like Melody said, so, like, maybe this time it took me a month, and then, but next time it took me 3 weeks, but then next time maybe it took me, like, 3 weeks, 2 days, but that doesn't mean that you're not making progress, right? You just have to, like, be okay with doing one step forward and maybe, like, one step back, like, two step forward but one step back, and then next time maybe you can go, like, three step forward, and then maybe you get two step back, but that's okay, you're still making progress. You just don't have to beat yourself up, you just have to be aware and just, like, keep, like, be nice to yourself and just keep pushing.
Fair. When you were, like, saying this, the circle thing, I just kept thinking of vortex shedding or, like, turbulent flow about it.
Yeah, sorry.
Hashtag engineers.
Hashtag engineers.
And also, like, about, like, film, you know, like, the idea of, you know, feeling the emotions. I think that's why, like, human beings love film so much, or any type of literature so much. It's because it just presents human emotion as it is, right? Mm. It's just very therapeutic to look at, like, another person living through what you've been through. They don't necessarily give you an answer to it. A lot of films don't actually give you an answer.
And the best movies don't.
Yeah, and they don't. And it's like, like, for me, like, my favorite, like, TV show is BoJack Horseman. It's, like, an adult cartoon, super dark. But I feel, like, really related to it because, like, I see my struggles on the screen and I know that I'm not the only one who's experiencing that. But, like, looking at it, they don't give me any answer. But, like, just, like, being aware of why I feel that way or, like, other people also feel that way, it's very, like, therapeutic. And it's easier for me to understand the emotion and let it go. So I think that's why, like, film is so important.
Yeah, because I think, like, the reason why I asked the question in the first place, because I think when we're giving advice, especially to, like, people who don't really understand, like, the context of what we're saying, I think it's really important. We're not really... I think I'm just trying to get a message of, like, we... Or at least when I am asking that question, I don't think that we should be feeling the emotion, I guess, in, like, full force or, like, in, like, such a... I don't know, people can just take those words in a certain way. I just kind of want to clarify for, like, whoever's listening about, like, what we're trying to say. Yeah,
yeah. I guess it's, like, if you want to feel it full force, you can. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, like,
you
it
depends can, on the person. Yeah.
It depends on the situation. It's just, like, you don't have to feel, like, whatever you're feeling, you can feel it. You don't have to suppress any part of it. Because, like, emotions come and go, and you can just, you know.
Yeah, the thing Melody said about mindfulness, I think that was, like, a lot more... Yeah, I think that was a very, very, like, clear about, like, how we should be, like, kind of making progress and, like, knowing what we are, or being really, really aware of what we are thinking and going through at that moment in time, which I think is, like, the same process of, like, when I go into movies where, like, I know I'm feeling this emotion because of, like, oh, I see this on the screen. Or, like, for Inside Out, at the end of the scene, I'm giving concrete examples of the film, where at the end, when Riley, that's the name of a character.
I've been calling her the girl.
Okay. When she goes home and, like, her parents hug her, and that, like, that one moment
that
when Sanders goes up to the panel and touches it, then everything becomes blue, then you become blue too, and then your, like, waterfalls just keep flowing.
I'm already having chills just listening to that.
That's why you watch, and that's why it is the best emotional film. And then plus Bing Bong, which Bing Bong prepares you for that scene, basically. Of, like, Bing Bong's like river, and then after that, waterfalls.
I know.
That's funny. No, but yeah, like, just title all that. It's just because you're just saying, like, how you feel the emotions and all that, and then how, and that just kind of ties them back to the film, because you were saying how, what's the character's name again? That's
Riley?
Elephant? Damn.
Oh, Bang Bang Bong.
Bang Bong.
Bang Bong's like, a weird name.
Mel, you just
name. Very Asian name.
The Bang Bong. Bang Bong was, like, feeling sad, and then Joy's, like, trying to cheer him up and all that, right? Like, for the longest time, but then, like, it doesn't really work, and then sadness come over, like, it has to show empathy, and then, like, Bing Bong would be able to let that go. I think that kind of ties into the whole thing, how we were saying, like, how we really need to feel their emotions, because for the longest time, Joy, basically, we, again, I guess that's the message from the movie, is, like, we always try to feel happy, we try to shut off all the everything else, right? But, and every time when we feel sad, and it's like, no, we're wired or being taught, like, don't feel sad or all that, right? But for the entire time, what we're talking is, like, it's okay to feel happy and it's okay to feel sad. And so it's all about how do you balance it out? How do you, like, put it away? And I really, really felt that, especially now in this quarantine period, because I've been at home for, like, for past 8-9 weeks, right? And I remember, and then for the longest time, for the beginning, I was like, no, Calvin. Like, you know, you just gotta, like, cheer yourself up. Like, you know, you gotta pump yourself up, whatever, like, do whatever. But I realized it doesn't really work, because sure, maybe work for a week, 2 weeks, right? But when you, I realized when I actively tried to repress those feelings, right, it just built up more and more. Because it's just like, you don't think about it, doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean it's not bothering you, right? So I realized, and then to me, what I really learned is that instead of shutting it off, you just need to get to the bottom of it, understand why is it bothering you? Like, why are certain things making me upset? And then to understand the reason behind it, to really fully understand your emotions, then you'll be able to let that go.
Exactly.
So it's like a process where you feeling it, you understand it, and then you can finally, like, oh, you're okay with it, and you let that go. That's kind of what I learned, like, through this especially now, I really, really feel it. So yeah.
Which I think is a really good analogy to like the movie going experience, like what Lewis mentioned. You literally go in the movie theater and you allow yourself to feel whatever emotion that and the journey that the movie takes you. And after that, at the end, you rationalize your emotions, at least that's what I do. And after that, the movie ends and they're like, oh, you went through this great journey with the characters on the screen, and then like you allowed yourself to actually appreciate what's been shown to you and the artistry itself, and then everything just kind of comes to the end, and after that you're back in real life, that kind of thing.
Which sucks. No.
Which is like, I mean, like I would rather be in a movie, but like, you know, sometimes. Yeah, that doesn't really work out. And I also want to say that it's really funny how you guys keep forgetting all the characters' names. Because literally, it's just Riley.
We just feel the emotion, okay?
Now, yeah, exactly. Like that. Exactly. For people who didn't watch the film, I think it's funny and I'm a bit critical of it. In like a funny way, of course. I'm critical of it in a funny way because two of the characters are Riley and Bing Bong, and the other five are emotions that we know.
That's why, right? I said happiness, right? Kind of similarity, right?
All right.
Where it's like happiness, depression, frustration,
growth, doubt.
I think that's a different. I mean, maybe that's Inside Out Part 2.
I call it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, wow.
That's what I call it. Monday's depressed, Tuesday's acceptance. That's what we call it.
Yeah. But yeah, I love it. I love this topic so much, guys. I feel like we should keep doing this.
We just love
just
Inside
rotate
Out.
Rotate on different movies or different genres of movies, and we can next talk about like actual human movies.
Or just, maybe we can just
actual
like,
hot
what are
people.
What are those? I've never watched those.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do you mean actual human movies?
Yeah. What
people
do you mean?
Married fictional character apparently. Married anime
hey,
character.
Hey, don't you discredit their
life.
Love, man?
Love
don't
is love.
Their love.
Love is love.
Okay.
Hashtag.
Okay. This is weird. Okay, maybe we can talk about this because how love is not all love is the same. Like, it's not. Would you agree? Love is a two-way street, right?
I
like,
will say
you
love.
Give and you take.
Yeah.
Okay.
When
I
you
will
marry
say, okay.
a fictional character, it's one way.
Sorry.
And I wouldn't call it love. I call it obsession.
No, dude. Okay, can
what
I just
you
say?
The movie Her? What if Siri actually falls in love? You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm sorry. One thing. Love is a, it's a fake. Okay, I'm not a scientist, but it's a chemical like the amazing brain that makes us want to like breed or whatever. So love is not real. Hashtag love is dead. Sorry.
Okay, I don't know where we're going with this, but... But I feel like, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to, like, this is a really big Pandora's box that we
okay.
just opened.
Yeah, okay.
So
let's wrap up.
I'm just trying to show a point where, because I don't understand this, that's why I will be never be able to let this emotion go, because I don't understand.
Is it a circular
emotion? I'm so sorry if there are any people who are listening that feel offended. We just clearly don't know. We're supposedly adults.
No, or explain to me. I'm open-minded. I'm okay. Just explain to me how you can marry a fictional character when you know that person, that thing will never love you back. I don't.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, today it was a great conversation. So thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Then.
Comment, like,
bye.
Share.
Or comment on like any other movies you feel like we should watch. And you know, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. Let's see what we feel about it. If we all love the movie, we clearly will debate about it for a very long amount of time.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Bye guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye guys.